I'll read from Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, which is our theme scripture for the month. And of course, our theme for the month being a month of supernatural exploits. Exploits is doing something notable. Exploit is doing something heroic. Hallelujah. I'll read verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. The he here is small h. That's the devil. All right. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Praise the Lord. The first service as I read this, a thought came to my mind. Now, let me start with that. Why is it that this corruption of the devil does not come except through flatterers? Because, you see, every man likes his ego to be found. Every man likes to think to be at the center of everything. There's a part of man that wants to take the place of God as much as possible. That was the same problem that the devil had, though he wasn't man, but he was a creature of God. And God created him beautiful, and God created him to be so much anointed. He was gifted. The Bible said he only needed to move, and you hear all kinds of sounds and harmonies. He led the praise worship in the presence of God in heaven. Come on, if you look at Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, you know what I'm talking about. But you see, they said, until the day that iniquity was found in him. And how do you define that iniquity? How did that iniquity manifest? He said, I will sit in the place that God sits. I will sit and take the praises of the people. Simply put, greed, self, all about me, my, and I. And that was the downfall of the devil. What we just read, Daniel said, if man will get corrupted by the devil, it's when man opens his system to flatteries. So you see, everybody likes to be significant. Everybody likes to be famous. Now, there's nothing wrong in wanting to be significant. You are created for significance, after all. We are all created for significance. But if we look for it in the wrong places, it's a distraction. And it causes a life digression. A digression from the path of destiny. It's what you are created for. But where you are looking for it is important. If you approach it through flatteries, off. He said that was big corruption. He said, but they that know their God, whether you receive men's accolade or nobody's accolade, wait a minute, heaven's accolade is already started. And once that starts, man's accolade has no choice. Isn't it amazing that we are talking exploits and look at the way it's approached here? Having said that, let me read some things to you. In January 1998, Leanne Hiliak, learned for the first time that many people around the world do not have access to clean water. Although he was only in the first grade, that would put his age at what? 6, 7? At 6, he decided to do something about it. His goal was to raise enough money to build a well in an African village. I'm sure they told them in school that there are places where they don't have water, and when they described the hardship, and this small boy with his small mind began to think. He thought it would cost about $70, and his parents agreed to pay him for extra chores so he could earn the money. It took him 4 months, and by then he had discovered that building a well actually would cost $2,000. So he started speaking to service clubs, school classes, and raising money any way he could. That first well was built at Angolo Primary School in northern Uganda in 1999. When Rian was 7 years old, in 2001, the Rian's Well Foundation was formed. And since then, it has helped to build more than 740 water projects and 990 latrines, bringing water to nearly 800,000 people. He was 7. Another story. in 1995, when Craig Kilboga was 12 years old, he read about a Pakistani boy named Iqbal Masih, a slave in a carpet factory, who had been murdered for protesting and speaking out against exploitation of children. Kilboga adopted Masih's cause and, with the help of a few classmates, founded a charity called Free the Children. With no money and no adult backers at first, this young Canadian boy set out on a mission to rescue children worldwide from slavery, desperate poverty, and back-breaking labor. Despite some initial setback, Kilboga never gave up. Today, Free the Children is the world's largest network of children helping children. It is a $30 million a year charity that operates in 45 countries and has 2 million volunteers, nearly all of them under the age of 18. Many I have here, but I'll read just one more for you. Susan Boyle appeared as a contestant on a TV show, Britain's Got Talent. In April 2009, she was 48. So you see, it's not only children. 48 years old and had a thick Scottish accent, and her only singing experience had been in church choirs and karaoke bars. Lack of oxygen during her difficult birth had left her with a severe learning disability. And at school, other kids had bullied her and called her Susie Simple. Despite her modest appearance and experience, Boyle won the talent competition and received a recording contract. Her debut album became the UK's best-selling album of all time. And 3 years after her initial television appearance, her estimated worth was £22 million. I just said this to say this, that what are you looking for that you're running at breakneck speed? Running to look for in all the wrong places. Pastor Taiwo, how are you sure all these ones were born again? Now, hear me clearly. God never created a failure. And if you want to take it from creation, when God will create, you know what he said? Let us make man in our image after our likeness and let him have what? Come on, talk to me. God didn't say let us create Christians. Let us make man. So anywhere you are a man and you can hear me, you are created for exploits. But you see, the cutting edge for exploits and dominion was lost in the garden. That's why we have many more people suffering and dying and very few becoming anything at all in life. Not because God wanted it to be so, but because man lost it in the garden. Come on. Through our 4444 parents, Adam and Eve, and you would have thought that God would give up on man. Of course he wouldn't. He came back through his son, Jesus Christ. And what did he do? He restored man to place. The book of Hebrews may declare, Hebrews chapter 2, so we are not speaking of the coming age as being committed to angels. No, God is committing to man. See, as it is written somewhere, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that what? You visit him. And then continue all the rest. In our sense, you crown him. You made him lower than the angels. You crown him with glory and honor. You put everything under his feet. And in that he has put everything under his feet, he said there is nothing he has left out. I said, but you see, this dominion we are yet to see, but we see Jesus. And of course, he made it clear that it has behoved him now to bring many sons to glory. And of course, in John chapter 1, in verse 12, the Bible says, as many as received him, Jesus, come on, the one by whom all things were made, said to them, he has given what? The capacity. Come on, talk to me. The ability to become what? Sons of God. Come, is somebody hearing me? So Jesus came and everything created obeyed him. He took dominion. And Jesus says, I'm not the only one. As many as will believe and receive me, I give you the nature. And so you are sons today. You have dominion. So whether by creation or by redemption, much more by redemption, because it's double honor for you. You are created for exploits. You are here to show the way, destiny ways, to creation. The Bible makes it clear in Romans chapter 8, it said, up until now, the whole of creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. You are created a leader. Come on, exact leadership. That's what we are talking about. Let me assure you in the name of Jesus, your life can never remain where he's meeting you today in the name of Jesus. This message is coming to do something in your lives in the name of Jesus. Please get it straight. There is no useless man in the kingdom of God. God never creates anything useless. It's ignorance that creates all the problems that we have. I was listening to a commentary recently. I don't know if the guy is a Christian or not. In Senegal, the man looks like Chris Rastafarian, living in Ashanti. But now he's getting the world's attention. What does he do? He goes around looking for spent and useless tires. People don't know what to do with them. He will collect them. He's a sculptor. So he will now, people, sculptures either use rock, wood, I think that's what they use, stone. This guy uses spent tire, carve out faces, carve out things, and display for sale. Sometimes he packed them free of charge, load his dead truck, was starting the truck. The truck was shaking. Started going all the rough roads, and he go and pack tire. And where he's only getting free, they sell it at giveaway, and he's making fortune out of it. Look, opportunities are bound everywhere. You are created for exploits. Now you can appreciate why Daniel will say, they that know their God. He created everything. Only revealed the essence of peanut to George Washington Carver. He made over 300 products, changed the entire economy of the United States. He made fuel for engine from it. He made soap. He made malaria drugs from peanuts. But in a society where all we just talk is how to grab, we are so blinded we don't see. But it has changed from us. We are the pioneers of change. We are the lights of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We bring solution to human problems. And they glorify God in heaven. We are kingdom extenders. Ladies and gentlemen, look at me properly. I'm among the richest in the world. You say, what do you mean? Can you imagine you rising up into your destiny? Do you know that your testimony in heaven will never be concluded without mentioning my name? Even if you never mention it one time while you are alive, heaven will remind you. Can you see the joy of being alive? You say, you who were dead in your trespasses, has he what? Quickened and made alive. You know one of the marks of the living? They reproduce. Can't you see now that nothing can stop you in your life? You have Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Glory be to God in the highest. Again, because I'm still in a message, let me just read the message. It says, look, and I think in the King James says, it said, your calling. Let me get that to you quickly. Yes. He says, consider your own calling, brethren, that not many work wise. Amplified says that, for simply consider your own call, brethren, not many of you who are considered to be wise according to human estimates and standards, not many influential and powerful, not many of high and noble birth. These things don't matter. Like the fact that you know that you are called. And how do you do that? They that know their God. Did you hear Jesus say that? I rejoice. You see, let me tell them. Say, they don't know that I know you and you know me. That's the basis. What we are doing today is that, how do you know God? If you really know him, you know what he's done of your life. And it's in knowing what he has done of your life and with your life, and you coming to believe it, that's your victory.
The just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1:26. Let me read from the message again. Take a good look, friends, at who you were when you got called into this life, that is when you got born again. I don't see many of the brightest and the best among you. Not many influential, not many from high society families. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose men and women that the culture overlooks and exploits and abuses? Chose these nobodies to expose the hollow pretensions of the somebodies? That makes it quite clear that none of you can get by with blowing your own horn before God. Everything that we have, right thinking, right living, a clean slate, and a fresh start, comes from God by the way of Jesus Christ. That's why we have the saying, if you are going to blow a horn, blow a trumpet for God. Listen to me. You know what that says in the book, in the King James? It says, Christ is made to me the wisdom of God. My calling is, don't you see that? He chooses the weak. He chooses the foolish to confound the wise. Say, you who are considered weak, who are considered foolish, who don't seem to have a head start in life, say, but you have Jesus Christ. Say, don't you realize now that Jesus Christ has made your wisdom? Don't you realize that Jesus Christ has made your sanctification, your separation? He's now your glory, the lifter of your head. Can't you see that there's no limit on you? Can't you see that all you need to do is to explore the opportunities that God has given you? You are created here, not like any creature, but to have lordship over every creature. Can't you see that you are, because you are in Christ Jesus, you are the solution to human problem? You are to open up their eyes to what God has made available to them. Can't you see that you have the Holy Spirit in you now? I have seen it work, and it's still working. You say, what about Fountain? What about you, Taiwo? Please look at me. This is me. What else? What else? But the thing that people may not see is his grace towards me is beyond my comprehension. I put my head down in the night and I sleep. And I wake up and things are fine. And even when there are challenges, I'm like, God, like it came, like a ball of smoke. He blows them away. Sometimes they are so far gone, I say, where are they? I say, where are you looking for them? And I say, but what are you doing this, God? He said, because I will make my glory known. And I say, God, help me. Let your glory be seen in my life. You know my strength. You know my weaknesses. You know my, you know where I bouncing with courage. You know where there's a bit of trepidation. You know me more than I know myself. Like the psalmist says, he said, any thought in my heart, from a distance, you read it. But you see, I want to please you. Will you be glorified in the Fountain? Please. Will you be glorified in Pastor Taiwo Odukoya's family? Please. Will you be glorified in the lives of all our pastors and children and spouses? Please. Will you be glorified in the lives of every member of Fountain? Yes, sir. Will you be glorified in Lagos State? Help me, Lord. Will you be glorified in Nigeria? Please. What's your business with Lagos State? What's your business with Nigeria? Have you forgotten? You are the light. And guess what? He takes over before I know it. And I know my responsibility by his grace is to be grateful. So I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, for I will sing. I will sing of the mercies forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Hear me, church. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, your best is just beginning. There is nothing created that can stop your destiny. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are here to manifest the glory of your Father. And you will do it in colors in the name of Jesus. It is well with you.